Now, the 32nd characteristic of truth is that it's non-sentimental.
Yes, a lot of people confuse spirituality with sentimentalism. Oh, if we're nice to them, they're going to be nice to us. I'll tell you, if you're nice to them, they're going to behead you slowly. They're not going to be nice to you. Why? Because you're a non-believer. You're a heretic. As a heretic, you deserve to die. You see? All right, so sentimentalism, then, is a substitute for spiritual compassion. It gets confused. So it comes out as hand-wringing. So you end up with weepy, wimpish hand-wringing, which is peddled as spiritual. Not spiritual at all. It's sentimentalism. It's a self-indulgent, narcissistic, emotionalism. Mm-hmm. It's really childish. Very childish emotionalism, you know.
Can you give me an example of that?
On sentimentalism?
Uh-huh. Versus compassion, spiritual compassion.
Well, compassion sees the essence of things. Sentimentality is hanging on to what it means to you. It's projecting your perception onto what's happening out there and then going into an emotional spasm about it. Huh? When you witness death, you witness death. There's no point to wring your hands, weep, cry, you know. You should do that. You should be sufficiently non-attached that, of course, that's expected. Of course it's going to come about. Of course tomorrow is going to come. Everybody's wringing their hands. Oh, tomorrow is coming. Tomorrow has come. It's self-indulgent. Sentimentality means emotionalizing, because the ego loves the drama of emotionalizing. Loves to be center stage, be the great tragedy, the hero. And so it's a way of being center stage in your inner make-believe theater of what your life is and what it means, etc. The spiritual reality, it doesn't get any payoff from egoistic positions. Only the ego does. Doesn't get any payoff. Doesn't get attention, doesn't love attention.
So what's the difference between, you know, tears at Edinburgh Castle, at the tattoo? There could be tears.
That's joy. The joy of appreciation of the stunning beauty and its significance as it reflects outward the heart of mankind, irrespective of individuals. You know?
Where, as opposed to your
sentimentally
story.
Sentimentally is hand-wringing over how Prince so-and-so got slain in the battle of so-and-so and how his mother cried. And, you know, it's melodrama. Melodrama. Belongs on the stage. It's dramatizing. It's making a theater out of life. Sentimentality is milking a thing for the ego payoff. Yeah, milking it. Mm. You know, being the victim, the martyr. Oh, no, everybody cry, baby. Ours is a crybaby society. There was a Time magazine cover that called it the crybaby society, you know. And that's emotionalism, and of course, you can be quite profitable. Oh, how my feelings were hurt by that. You know, the name God was over the courthouse and ruined my day. You know, it doesn't come to the narcissistic ego that you should change yourself and not the world. The word God over the courthouse bothers you. That's your problem. See? But the narcissistic ego thinks you should change the world to conform with your narcissistic, sentimentalized view of how it should be. You know, so it's pretty petulant and infantile.
You know, as I listen to you and spend time with you, I get a real sense of deep compassion, deep love for the world, but tough love, too. Like, let's cut the nonsense out and...
Yes, because otherwise it wanders down the primrose path of agony and suffering. It's to prevent the pain of going in a direction you know is going to bring further pain. I know people who are still grieving the loss of a family member from 40, 50 years ago. Why? Because the payoff. It's such a big payoff. That drama, you go on and you're milking everybody for sympathy. So those are energy drainers. They're pulling energy out of everybody around them. So people at that level are pulling energy out of your solar plexus.
Right. And is that the same with relationships, with jobs?
That's right.
Anything
under 200 is pulling your energy. Right. And that which is over 200 is adding to your energy.
So we need to smarten up and start investigating. Is this feeding me or is this depleting me?
That's right. They're energy vampires. Sentimentalism is being an energy vampire. Mm-hmm. I had a person who ran my clinic. She'd get off the phone and she'd say, she wants to rip out my guts with her story. I thought that was the best description of it. She's trying to rip out my guts. Compassion is a completely different attitude.
Is compassion and empathy the same thing?
Feelings. There's sympathy, empathy, and compassion.
Mm-hmm.
You can have sympathy for that which suffers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You give that up after a while. Instead, you have empathy for it. Yes, I know how you actually feel. Yeah? And then you end up with compassion in which you don't try to influence what the other person is going through. It's theirs to suffer out, learn from, and complete the karmic lesson in it. See?
Mm-hmm. So you have compassion, but you don't necessarily take it on, nor do you have to.
You don't take it on yourself. That's right. It. Mm-hmm. Because if you take on the responsibility, you've just joined the karmic obligation of it and the karmic consequences of it. You've joined the crowd, see? The crowds that used to hang out around the guillotine. You think, oh, it's only the person up there, the hangman, that's getting bad karma out of doing this. No, you are. As the participant, you are assuming karmic obligation, you're assuming the karmic inference of that which you are applauding. So you're not just safely sitting out there watching the lynch mob hang somebody. By your sympathetic participation, you see in the world, large numbers of people are wiped out periodically, tsunamis and floods and volcanoes. They used to describe that to God. You know, God is angry or jealous. They used to cut out the hearts of virgins, you know, in Mayan religion, Aztec, to assuage the angry gods, you see. So what you're actually seeing by group participation is the consequences of group karma. Group karma.
So
you join a crowd of 1,000 that slaughters half of Europe. They didn't even take slaves in those days. They just killed you dead. Not only did they kill you dead, they chopped you up. Well, you'd have an obligation now. I tell you, but you got an obligation.
Right.
Yeah, see, you've participated in action. Now, the groups come in on and off the planet, you know, like birds. And that same group then flocks back and are attracted because of the karmic energy field. See, the infinite field of consciousness is, like I said, a giant electromagnetic field. So within your little iron filing magnetic body is the code for that event. That little code pulls you into a certain maelstrom of energy, and you get drowned along with the rest of the crowd. Huh?
Now, this is where I need clarification.
Nothing happens by accident, see?
Right.
Universal justice. All happens as a consequence of that which it is, that which it is. So every decision then influences that which you are. The consequences then that come about are then as a consequence of what you are. That's why God's justice is perfect and absolute. Doesn't need man's help at all.